the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The topic for today is, the Holy Spirit is a person and not a it. The Holy Spirit is a person and not a it. Jesus is here in verse 25 telling the disciples that the things that he has spoken unto them, he will not retract it, meaning take back, get rid of, or do away with, but that he would approve it and abide by it. These things Jesus was referring to was all the good lessons he had taught them while he was still with them. Here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul shows us in verse 1 that the Holy Spirit speaks. Verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Now the word expressly means to make clear. Depart means rejection of Christianity after a profession of faith to it. Amen? But in the close of 1 Timothy chapter 3, Paul showed the mystery of godliness and summed it up. And that was, God was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of angels. He preached unto the Gentiles, believed on the world until he was received up in glory. Timothy, the fourth chapter, we also see the mysteries of iniquity summed up, which we are living in now because of disobedience. And God, the Holy Spirit, allow things to happen in 2020 to get us back to him, and he gave us the answer in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, saying, "If my people, which are called by my name, do four things, humble themselves, pray, seek his face, turn from their wicked ways, then God said, he will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Amen. The word God gave in 2020 was Isaiah 26, and the topic was, the Lord punishes iniquity. So here we are today because of iniquity. Paul also said that some, not all, will depart. Because in the worst of time, God will raise a remnant according to his election of grace. The people rejected the sound doctrine of the gospel and still reject it today, and give heed to the seducing spirit by men who pretend to have the Spirit of God but were not guided by the Spirit. And also the doctrine of demons referred to to occult practices. Amen. This question is, who is the Holy Spirit? We have been talking about the Holy Spirit through all the years, but who is he? John chapter 14 verse 26, which I read in the opening, Jesus said the Holy Spirit is the Comforter, the Helper, the Counselor, the Advocate, the Standby. This is who Jesus said the Holy Spirit is. But the question today is, who is the Holy Spirit to you? Is he your joy, peace, teacher, guide, company keeper? Do we allow him to rule in us? Who is he? Here, Jesus explains two things concerning the coming of the Holy Spirit. He explained to them on whose account he should be sent. And he answered it by saying, the Father will send him in Jesus' name. That is, for Jesus' sake, Jesus' request, as Jesus' agent and representative. The Spirit came in his Father's name as his ambassador, and the Spirit came in Jesus' name as a resident in his absence, to carry on until his second coming. Number two says, now what is the Holy Spirit's mission for coming? Glad you asked. His mission is that he will teach you all things as a spirit of wisdom and revelation. He should teach them all things for them either to learn themselves or to teach others. Because for those who will teach the things of God must first themselves be taught of God, which is the work of the Spirit. Amen. Because once you have been taught, then the Holy Spirit will bring all things, not some things, but all things back to your remembrance what he has said. The Spirit will not teach them a new gospel, but bring to their mind that which they had already been taught, which would lead them into a better understanding what they did not fully understand. Because what Jesus had said in the days of his early ministry was only partially understood. There were things that the disciples did not understand about Jesus' person and his mission. First, it was his death. It had to happen. Second, he had to rise again to vindicate his claim and to demonstrate his victory. Thirdly, the Spirit had to come. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, says the Holy Spirit has a will. Paul in verse 11 saying, but all these worketh that one and the self same Spirit divided to every man severally as he will. The measure and proportion in which these gifts is by the Holy Spirit, dividing to every man as he please. And since the Holy Spirit is the donor, can he not give to what person he pleases? It is not as men will, nor as they may think fit, but as the Spirit pleases. Amen. Although he distributes these gifts freely, they are intended by him not for private honor and advantages, but for public benefit, for the edification of the body, the church. Ephesians 4, verse 30 says, the Holy Spirit has emotions. Again, Paul in verse 30 says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. We are not to grieve the Holy Spirit, but we are to always seek to please him. And the reason we are to please him is because we are sealed, marked, branded as God's own by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit who lives in us is a person who can experience grief and sorrow, as Jesus himself did when he wept over Jerusalem, Matthew 23 and 37. Or he grieved when his prophets were stoned and killed. He is grieved when we do not walk according to him in Romans chapter 8, verse 4, saying, not walking by flesh, but by the Spirit. Amen. And also by especially rejecting the Holy Spirit, which there is no forgiveness. The Holy Spirit also seals us, speaks of ownership and security. Romans chapter 8, verse 27 says, he has a mind. In verse 27, it says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit make intercession for the saints, according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit is also omniscient. He is everywhere. We cannot hide, cover up, or pretend. He knows. The Spirit interceding in us melts our wills into the will of God, and He will hear and answer those desires which we lack words to express, because He knows what we need before we even ask. Amen. So today, as I come to a close, we have found out some things about the Holy Spirit that will help us in our walk. And we know now that the Holy Spirit is a person. He speaks, He teaches, He has a will, He has a mind and emotions. So let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you and praise you for being God and God all by yourself. Lord God, as the body of Christ, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives. He fills us with every spiritual blessing. He guides us into all truth. He comforts us, and He brings to our members the things you, Lord God, have taught us. And He gives us the power to witness to others about your saving grace in our lives. So, Lord God, we thank you, we love you, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. And if you would like to contact me, you can reach me at Providence Family Ministry, Reverend Bobby Gordon, Pastor. Amen, and thank you.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com.